You're listening to Benji B, Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
This show contains bad language. If you don't like it, head to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and check out another show.
Yeah, Benji B, dub plate business, deviation, icy, grime shit. Man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return to the Mac. I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like brat. Flashback to the cold nights in the trap. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Somebody's gotta get murked. Counted to 10, but that didn't work. Spoke to my mum, but that didn't work. This shit, I'm putting in work. Switch them plates when I'm going on the ride. Black belly on and I look like a fly. Give mumsy a kiss, tell her you'll be home soon. Come to the gate, somebody's gonna die. That's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but just like a mess, nah, that's not me.
Benji B, Radio 1 and One X Five.
Benji B back at Radio 1 HQ. My thanks to Hugh Stevens and Chrissy Chris for the last 2 hours on One Extra and Radio 1. We're broadcasting on both networks tonight. Each and every week, each and every Wednesday night, late night crew, how you feeling? Benji B at bbc.co.uk or the Benji B show page on Facebook if you wanna drop us a line tonight. Kicked off with Pure Fire. That's not Chirac. Dub plate.
Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1, Radio 1.
Special edition tonight. Special guest passing through the studio later on. She goes by the name Fatima Al-Qadiri. If you're a regular listener, you will have heard tracks from that LP on the show for several weeks now, and of course, music by her over the last few years. Musician, visual artist, producer, DJ, plenty to talk about, and she's going to be bringing in some music and some selections as well. That's coming up later tonight with me, Benji B, on BBC Radio 1. Special guest, Fatima Al-Qadiri. Welcome along.
Thank you. Y'all, this is Nas with my man Benji B on BBC Radio 1.
Doing tonight? Good to be back. Joining you once again Wednesday night, still recovering from the weekend. Big. Big weekend for the north part of London, that's for sure. I'm not going to break the no football rule just yet. Actually, I am. Nutty weekend for the red half of North London. If you're still recovering, this one's for you. Music in the background from Coulter and Patrick Bryan. A as we slide into brand new music from Bok Bok. Forthcoming on Night Slugs. From the same EP as Melba's Call, this one Greenhouse. Hope you're doing well. Benji B on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra. House music from Visionist. Before this one, Bok Bok. Kicked off the show tonight with the dub version, dub plate version. That's not me. Shout out to Skepta. Shout out to Flat White. Yes, yes. On that beat out of Chicago, US UK link up. Sounds right. And talking of Chicago, Chicago native Theo Parrish now residing in Detroit delivered this tune hot off the press, brand new forthcoming Sound Signature Recordings. Let me see. one and only Theo Parrish. In my opinion, one of the very best DJs on earth. That's the brand new 12-inch from him. I believe forthcoming on Sound Signature Records in advance of the album, which is to follow later this year. Let me see your footwork. Talking of footwork, let's say shout out to DJ Spin, Tech Life family, Chicago, who will be in town this Friday night for the Hyperdub 10th birthday at Fabric. Absolutely ridiculous lineup, really. Code 9, Flodan, Cooley G, Laurel Halo, Scratcher, Iconica, Mala, Terra Danger, Rico Dan, Morgan Zerati, Champion, Ill Blue, Walton, Funky Steps, Aussie, Fatima Al-Qadiri, who joins us later in the studio tonight, and the one and only DJ Spin. Who appears on the brand new Hyperdub 10th anniversary compilation with a track simply entitled All My Tech Life. Out this week, two CDs. One CD of classics from the label, one CD of entirely brand new material. Hyperdub 10. Go pick that up. Tech Life by DJ Spin. Play this one for Cyanides, NY Famous, Virgil. Zons. Shout out to Seb Chu and Martello as well tonight. Domi P, Scott J. Yep. Madlib the Bad Kid.
Boy Madlib, aka On and On and On, on Radio 1 and One Extra. Turn it up.
From Madlib the Bad Kid. Cut taken from Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton, the soundtrack to the movie Stone's Throw, track called Q6. the background, beats by Budgie. Out to the Nonsense Gang, shout out to Judas and Femi. Big up Benny. Char. Much love to all the Plastic People family as well. You're listening to Radio 1 on a Wednesday night. It's Benji B at the controls until 4. Do not forget, coming up very soon, special guest Fatima Al-Qadiri in the studio. Time to tell you about a few gigs happening around the country, because I don't know why do they put all the why do we have all the bank holidays in 1 month? I don't really get that. It's like all the bank holidays are in May. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it, but can't we just spread it out over the year? Anyway, enough British complaining. Time to enjoy the British holiday, which is the bank holiday this weekend. Thursday night it all starts. Jamie XX, Funkin' Even and Will Bankhead play Forward at the Dance Tunnel in Dalston. That's a heavyweight lineup in a very small venue. Get down there early if you're heading there. Up in Glasgow, Cowton and Bake are at the Sub Club. Friday it's the Hyperdub 10th birthday at Fabric I just told you about. Elsewhere, Dark Sky and Fantastic Mr. Fox at Corsica Studios in Elephant Castle. Anthony Naples, Cool Super and El Gatto at The Wire in Leeds. T Williams plays Digital Newcastle. And Derek Carter is at Audio in Brighton. On Saturday night, Youngster, Jay Kenzo, Mum Dance and More play at Village Underground in London, and Sticky and Coolie G are at Birthdays in Dalston. A Made Up Sound and More play at the Soup Kitchen in Manchester. Jay Deflex is at Cozy's in Bristol. South London Ordnance plays an as yet undisclosed location in Ipswich. And this week's guest, Fatima Al-Qadiri, is joined by Dark Star and More at the Night Kitchen in Sheffield, the Steel City. Shout out to Toddler T. On Sunday, in London, Steffi, Martin, Ryan Elliott and Joey Anderson play at Oval Space and the Laundry venues. Crazy Cousins, DJ Marfox and More at Fire. Eglo hosts an amazing label night at Corsica Studios featuring Floating Points, Sadar Bahar, Funkin' Even, Alexander Nutt, Digo and Kaidi, IG Culture and More. And the Hoya Hoya crew, Ilum Sphere, John K, Chunky and More play the Roadhouse in Manchester. Highly recommended night for the Manchester crew. Elsewhere in that city, Egyptrix plays at Joshua Brooks, and finally Optimo play at the Sub Club in Glasgow. Whew. If there's any nights that you feel we should feature, then you know where to find us. BenjiB@bbc.co.uk. Drop us a line, we'll try and include them. Time to play another cut from the brand new album from Little Dragon. This one called Mirror on Radio 1.
You know you're making me mad. The way you look at me so kinda making me scared. Throw me those eyes of scarlet. Bye. Got nothing to say, not even a... Ooh, and it breaks my heart like friends in a picture class. We capture some moments. Now I don't recognize you. Did you lose your playful mood? This bad attitude. Too bad, it's too bad, it's too bad.
In the background from Martin from his brand new LP for Ninja Tune. Lullaby. For the Skaters. Up next on BBC Radio 1, we have a special guest in the studio. Her name is Fatima Al-Qadiri. We've been playing her music for quite some time. You may have heard her music first via the Desert Strike EP on Fade to Mind. Also worked under the name Aisha. Is part of the Future Brown Project along with Nguzu and Jay Kush. And her current album is based around a sort of Western perception of Asian motifs in music. And I will let her explain more about that. And she's brought a whole selection of tunes that reference the same motif as well, and she's going to be explaining all of that next on BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
BGB.路足且长，灰面暗可知，胡马已被风，月鸟超难知。相聚已已远，一代已已换，浮云比白日，游子不孤帆。 思君令人老，岁月忽已晚，弃君不复老。 one extra.
If you're a regular to this show, you already know this one, taken from the brand new album out now from Fatima Al-Qadiri on Hyperdub Recordings. Our special guest on BBC Radio 1 tonight. Producer that we've been playing for a long, long, long time now. I'm a big, big fan. And if you're regular to this show, you're already very familiar with the material. She goes by the name Fatima Al-Qadiri. Welcome to the studio.
Hey.
Good to see you again.
What's going on?
Everything's great, and I'm very happy to finally have you on the show because we've been meaning to do it for a long, long time.
You're very lucky.
Okay. We are very lucky to have you here. Been wanting to do it for a long time, and I can't believe we haven't done it already, but it's the perfect timing because your album came out on the 5th of May, I believe.
Yeah.
And how's it been going?
Been going great.
A track which you may remember from a couple of years back in the background. from arguably the EP that was kind of the breakthrough moment for you, I think it's fair to say, in terms of the rest of the world getting to know the music of Fatima Al-Qadiri. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Desert Strike EP. It came out on Fade to Mind and featured this track and Hydra, which is another one of my favourites. So we're going to be talking about influences, backgrounds, and of course the brand new LP, which we're going to play another song from right now. So tell us about the new album, what the concept is, what the name is, and where all of that came from.
It's called Asiatisch, which is Asian in German. The concept is hard to break down. It's about an imagined China, a China created by the West via years of stereotypes, visuals, music that have been fed to the world, including me. And growing up with it and creating a mental image of China, a false image of China, a China that's not from the native perspective, which is one element of the record. Another element of the record is the obsession of many producers over the decades with Asian motifs. And how this is not a trend. It's not something that's ever gonna go away. It's something that sticks, that has stuck in all forms of electronic music, rap, hip hop, grime, trance, you name it, you know? And it's kind of a love letter to Asian motifs in music.
Have you ever been to China?
No.
So it's an amazing concept, really, to be able to exercise that idea of, you know, a foreign perception of China without ever having been yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it.
Yeah. And what first gave you the idea to want to make a record inspired by the perception of what the country China sounds like?
Well, it has to do with the first track on the record, Shanzai. I was given the a cappella by friends of mine, Shanzai Biennial, these artists from New York. And they wanted an instrumental. I failed to give them the instrumental that they wanted. And so I decided to make a record about Asian motifs.
And why hype it up?
You know, I believe in destiny, and randomly Code 9 landed in Shanghai when he received my record. And he was the person who coined the term Sino-Grime, so it's all really meant to be.
I want to talk to you about that, definitely about grime and Sino-Grime and your connection with music and, of course, your background as well, but I think we should get straight into another track from the album. Seems like the right moment to play Shanghai Freeway. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. I'm very lucky to have Fatima Al-Qadiri in the studio. Up next, Shanghai Freeway.
listening to Benji B.
Freeway, taken from Fatima Al-Qadiri's full-length LP on Hyperdub, out now. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. She joins me in the studio. And the next question I have to ask is, where are you from?
I'm from Kuwait.
Via?
Oh, a bunch of places.
So, let's just start with Kuwait Days, because the title of your EP on Fade to Mind was the Ghost Raid EP, right?
No, it was Desert Strike.
Edit. The name of your EP on Fade to Mind was Desert Strike EP, which clearly must have some connection to your experiences as a young person in Kuwait, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's a title of a video game from the Sega Genesis that was based on Desert Storm, the Allied operation in Kuwait during the first Gulf War.
How old were you?
I was 9 when it happened. I had just turned 9. It was 5 days after my 9th birthday.
Wow. And so, am I right in thinking that you played a game on Desert Storm in Kuwait whilst Desert Storm was happening?
No.
No.
It was
after.
After. It was a year after.
And how was that quite a surreal concept that you're playing a video game about your own reality?
That was definitely one of the strongest, let's call it existential experiences of my life.
You know? At 9 years old.
I was 10 when I played the game because it was a year after, but it was like being plugged into the Matrix, you know?
Yeah. And there's a strong video game music connection that I hear you talking about a lot, and obviously is present in your music. Should we discuss your influence from video game music and composition as well?
Yeah, I mean, I started playing video games when I was fairly young. because I had an older sister and she had consoles. But I got really into it during the invasion and post-invasion. And I was just really drawn to the 8-bit and 16-bit like loops, you know. It was another big influence is classical music. So the combination of these loops, and some of the music is based on like classical music. So it was just very addictive, you know.
And you've brought a couple of examples of some computer game compositions that have been an influence, right?
Yes.
Maybe we should run one of those straight away. Which should we? Should I run this first one?
Cool.
Poison Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Maybe you can introduce this one while I line it up.
Poison Mind by Kinuyo Yamashita is from the soundtrack of Vampire Killer, aka Castlevania. I was very addicted to it.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Benji B.
In the Trocadero or playing games at home. Console heads, this is for you. When you step up and you have to battle the boss and then you lose and have to do it like 8, 10, 15, 20 times. As selected by Fatima Al-Qadiri, what's this in the background?
This is Chinatown by Yuzo Koshiro from the game Revenge of Shinobi.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you're pretty deep on games from a certain era.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm really Sega Genesis, Nintendo, that generation.
Winner stays on. Don't battle Fatima. Did you ever try and make music on a computer console? On a console, like PlayStation or You know those early programs that came out on consoles? Did you ever do that?
No, when PlayStation came out is when I stopped playing games.
Right, right. So tell us about the influence of sort of 8-bit composition on your music. And
I guess the rudimentary sound of it, the bareness of it, the minimalism of it, you know, that's what attracted me to it. The approximation of the human voice, the choir pads, the kind of wannabe bass, but not quite, because it's not powerful enough, you know? But also, like, the presence of classical music as a major component of video game music. But also the loop function. It's all these like little loops of music that are very addictive and have been really instrumental and influential for so many producers. You know, not just grime, not just rap, you know?
Yeah, 100%. You mentioned classical music quite a few times. What music did you grow up with traditionally in Kuwait? What music was around your house?
My father was a big record collector, so he listened to everything. He would just either play his records or have the, you know, Hot 97 type radio blasting in the background.
Right, right.
So whatever, he can't have conversations without loud music blasting in the background.
When did you first start writing music? When was that?
It was during the invasion, during the occupation. Me and my little sister, there were keyboards in the house and we just messed with the biggest one. And then I got a little Casio one and started memorizing and started recording myself until the age of about 19, which is when I got Logic. And didn't have to record anything on a tape recorder anymore.
I mean, you spoke about some sort of minimalist textures, and I think that's really clear running all the way through all the music that I've ever enjoyed that you've made, you know, is that you have a real commitment to a particular texture in music, and it's quite hard for me to put into words. Hopefully you can, but it seems like some of those instruments that you referred to, like choir pads, timpani, or even steel pan sounding, you know, those sounds frequently come up in your music. Do you find, like, with your art that it's almost like sometimes a test to use the same tools to make different compositions every time, if you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like trying to own virtual instruments.
Yeah.
And a lot of producers do that. Like, for instance, Wiley owns
the click.
He owns so many sounds. Like, oh yeah, you can't use this sound, this is a Wiley sound.
Yeah.
Or if you do use it, you're being referential to him. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And people in the know will know that. If you've never heard Wiley, then you'll be like, oh wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've heard this shit. But
yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So
context, basically.
Basically, I feel like from a producer's point of view, with virtual instruments, you gotta own them and quick.
Right.
You know? So maybe I own some sounds. I would say by now I do. You know, like that sweeping bass, which is in Logic. It's one of the kind of set virtual instruments in it. I think I own that sound.
You mean the one in Shanghai Freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And it makes total sense that those are the things that appeal to you then, that we should start to talk about grime, because obviously grime is, you know, one of the most minimal musics from the UK for sure, in terms of like the palette of sounds that you can make something amazing with so few. What's your setup? What do you use, like, technically speaking?
I just use Logic and a MIDI controller and virtual instruments.
So you're from Kuwait, you've lived around the world, you lived in the States for quite a long time. When did you first hear beats like the one in the background?
I started, I guess, you know, living in New York, news travels fast.
Right.
And I just started picking up on grime. I first heard about Dizzy Rascal, and then when I heard Wiley's music, I was like, game over, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, 100%.
The most futuristic sounding music I had heard up to that point. I still meet people in studios, engineers, that have never heard of the word grime. They have no idea. I still feel like it's a weird British secret, you know?
What was the track that we just heard?
That was Chinatown by Brothers Grimm Dynasty Crew.
And what should we play next?
We should play Chinatown by Migos.
There you go. I'm seeing a connection here. Three Chinatowns in a row. You're listening to BBC Radio 1, Benji B, with special guest Fatima Al-Qadiri, selecting...
Motorola in the kitchen whipping Sonya. Whippin'. My plug look like Pacquiao. His daughter in Kitana. Young rich nigga get money in Tijuana. Chinatown, 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 Chinatown. Young rich nigga. Chinatown, 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 Chinatown. Young rich nigga. Chinatown. Selling the dust to the leaves and lanes. I pull up and I'm your lane. That drop to the outer insane. Karate that chop on my brain. That a main bunch, no name. My main blood name fame. He chopping the bricks and remissing the chicken. He from into work and now I got a ticket. My plug came for China, my diamonds I bind them. I got the bird singing like I'm Richie Lionel. I'm me Lionel Richie. Finessing the plug again, I did it. My bitch is exquisite. My life is expensive. You flexing the rhythm. Erasing the work like a number two pencil. Erase. Hoes with me on the left and the right. I'm feeling like Malcolm. I'm stuck in the middle. You a rat in the hood, do a little. You a rat. I'm blowing on gas like a fiddle. Yeah. Nigga, you know, hood selling it. Yeah, on. Your boy keep the ice popsicles. Flip the work like an acrobat. Do a jumping jack. Jay sniff the work. Shake the plate. Hella heart attack. Black shade, Jenny K. Diamonds go parade. Jenny, Motorola in the kitchen. Whipping Sonya. Whippin'. My plug look like Pacquiao. His daughter in Kitana. Young rich nigga. Get money, you still want him. Chinatown, 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 Chinatown. Young rich nigga. Chinatown, 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 Chinatown. Young rich nigga. Chinatown.
Whipping that coconut cola. You wanna just hit me on my Motorola. My diamonds in yellow Corona.
Canary.
I'm selling that Prince and Fiona.
White.
I'm smoking on gas with Obama. I pull up in Zonas, you pull up in Hondas.
Sonna.
I laugh at you clowns. Run on me, Hammer. Trapping a ton of Osama.
Bando.
Mr. Miyake, my plug. I make all the profit from checking his Nazi. I'm feeling like Christopher Wallace.
What?
Versace, Versace, Versace.
Versace.
All these damn plug. In your take off from the socket. Eat that pop, Bernard Hockey. I got Flavor, Baskin and Robin.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Kitana.
Smash.
You know I got Sonya. For days.
Days,
my diamonds they keep jumping cage.
Kick
for the Jackson, rampage. Plug got in Chinatown.
Hit hey.
My cell and said he got that strip. I rest. He dropped the price. He buy the pound in Chinatown.
Black shade, Jenny K. Diamonds go parade.
Jenny,
Motorola in the kitchen whipping Sonya.
Whippin'.
My plug look like Pacquiao. His daughter in Kitana. Young rich nigga get money. You still wanna
go?
Chinatown, 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 Chinatown.
Young rich.
Chinatown, 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 Chinatown.
Young rich
nigga. Chinatown.
Migos, as selected by Fatima Al-Qadiri. And just in case you didn't know, that tune is called Chinatown. I mean, apart from the China connection, Fatima, why Migos?
I just think that it's just to show you that the Asian motif is never going to go away. It's never going to go stale, you know?
Yeah, but yeah.
It was popular when Wu-Tang were at their height, and this track just got made. So there's always going to be Asian motif music in popular music.
Thank you for bringing all this music in, by the way.
Thank you.
Shout out to Skepta tonight. So, you first heard grime about 10 years ago. Do you remember what the first track you heard was?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I feel like it was something off of Wiley's first album.
And what was the sort of first time you heard the term Sino-grime? Tell us about your connection to that. And for those that don't know, what is Sino-Grime?
Sino-Grime is grime that heavily uses Asian motifs. I've always known that there is grime that uses Asian motifs, but I just didn't know that someone had defined it until right after I finished writing Asiatisch. Jay Kush sent me Code 9 Sino-Grime mix, and I was like, oh, that's what it's called. So it was a revelation. I was like, thank God somebody defined it, you know? Because it's there, it's obvious. But nobody thought to give it a name.
So what do you think it is about that pentatonic sort of East Asian scale that appeals to everyone around the globe?
I feel like, you know, the thing with these sounds is that there's some kind of, just beyond the pleasure of listening to them, is like they have a kind of meaning of all-seeing, all-knowing, wise men, monks, you know, martial power. It's like, it's about power, really, you know, psychological, physical prowess. And it's very, I mean, it appeals mostly to men, I have to say.
Well, I mean, talking of which, that is an interesting point to raise, is that obviously grime being pretty much a battle-based scene in its early days, MC-wise, you know, instrumentals for people to spit bars and generally go at each other in the early days, and which obviously, by definition, as you just said, can be quite a masculine or machismo kind of moment. How does that feel to be a feminine presence amongst that?
I don't count myself as a presence, I don't think, you know. I'm influenced by it, so
yeah.
I wouldn't say that I'm part of it.
Yeah, I didn't mean sort of being a part of a scene necessarily, but I mean just like with your expression of that is an interesting thing to take on it, just specifically because you mentioned that you felt it was quite a masculine orientated scene. So with that, in like when you're expressing your interpretation of those influences, like, you know, how does that affect you, or does it, or doesn't it?
I don't think it affects me.
No. All right, cool. What's next?
Let's play Weed Man by Jammer.
You listen to BBC Radio 1. We've got Fatima Al-Qadiri in the studio talking through the new album and some influences and some favourite tunes. In the background, music by Skepta. Up next, Jammer, BBC Radio 1.
Okay. This is Diablo again, all the way from Colombia. I come to big up Jamaica World Productions. Louis White, yes, you know him, a bigger man. Oh, and Jama, don't fuck with him, cause him, he's one bad. This song, this is for all of the marijuana smokers. This is for you, man. This song is called the Weed Man.
Yeah. Radio 1.
We gotta keep rolling like that, cause that's Benji B and he's rolling things like that.
This in the background.
This is the Big Wok Predator.
The Big Wok, as in wok cooking.
As in Chinese kitchen.
If you just joined us, you're listening to an essay from Fatima Al-Qadiri. It is like an essay, just joining up all the dots between Sino Grime, the Asian influence, and then I guess some personal favorites as well, right?
Yeah.
And what are we going to play next?
Oh, Danny Weed, Shank Rhythm.
Out to Danny Weed tonight. Shout out to you. Don't forget, if you want to drop us a line and send Fatima a message, you can do so on our Facebook wall. It's the Benji B Show, or drop us an email, benjib@bbc.co.uk. I will do my best to forward it on.
Benji B.
B.
So it seems like a good moment to ask you about a sort of grime project called Future Brown.
Future Brown has definitely collaborations with grime MCs, but I wouldn't call it a grime project because there's R&B and reggaeton and just the whole rap, you know. So, but we definitely have tracks with Rochi, Rapid, Dirt Danger, Rico. So there's a nice representation from grime MCs on it.
Yeah, definitely. So that would sort of be more the project where you've got vocals of different sorts across your production.
Oh yeah, the entire record is production for vocalists.
Right, right. Okay. So who is in Future Brown?
Future Brown is Jay Kush, S-Man Daniel from Nguzu Nguzu, and myself.
And what's the plans for the future? I saw you did some amazing sort of launch with basketball players in New York.
Yeah, that was a PS1.
Seems like a sort of installation type performance or something.
Yeah, it was inside their dome. So it was kind of a one-off, playing all of our unreleased instrumentals.
Wow.
To choreographed basketball drills.
And so when's the album coming out for Future Brown?
I'm hoping that it will be ready for release in September.
So I'm just queuing up the Future Brown. Feels like now would be a good moment to play this.
Benji B.
Benji B.
All right. You already know what time it is. Rough Squad. Prince Rapid. Mr. Roach.
Jerk.
Dirt David.
Jerk.
And we're rolling with Future Brown in this one. The beats are too cold, you already know. London to US.
Prime.
It's a movement. Playtime's over. Okay.
listen. She doesn't want a singer, she says she want a rapper. My melodies never hotter than Napa. Who wanna go back to back like Kappa? See me making their ravers, proof like Jagger. Soul catcher, colder this rapper. Holy Prince rapper could've built this banger. Hanging on, coming at a real cliffhanger. Told you in Anna, I'm climbing the ladder. Big venomous flow coming for the speaker. Cold, I got an album with no features on. I could do a jump up and sing a deep part song. We chart like Rita's song. Thank God, cause I'm coming for the streets to rage the beats and play. You want a desert fee to pay. Thank God, I'm alive, I can see today. I want now, cause I never wanna be delayed. I want more, where's more? Give me more, never less. 2.0 on a scale, nevertheless. Fresh blazer, hella fresh. Cufflinks with a shirt and a vest. I'm on a quest, I wanna be better than I've ever been. Them men are not leveling. My vocals do settle in. Healing the soul, pure medicine.
They can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell,
they can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell,
I'm back out. You know these guys can't shine in the blackout. Cause these guys looking rough, got the Mac out. But he never gonna put it in your back out. I'm in the studio, calling it the trap house. Cause I'm bringing in the cheese that we trap mouse. What I wanna see is peas, cause what's someone's rats and peas growing up in a black house. So I ain't trying to freeze in my own black house. Gotta pay bills and feed my own black mouth. Gotta stand on my own too, ain't no IOU. Can't match your respect when I roll through. I'm a bold dude, most of the man eat good like soul food. I ain't trying to be on the block like some old dudes living in O2. Can't even pay for his bill when he's O2. Stage gotta go through, they like the new me and don't give a fuck about O2. So you're wasting your time trying to fuck this little rhyme and took a back tram, but I told you. I hate when man push up their face and act like they breathe when they don't even know you. Most times the feature, the fans just trying to stay safe, but they don't have to show you.
They can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell,
they can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell, mine.
When grime hit China, my God, you should have seen the riots. They didn't know what it was, but they liked it. They don't need your private names when grime hits. Look, just in my grime attire, I done a show in Africa, but the people started hyping. The lions and tigers were fighting. Cause I'm the Royal Highness of the grime scene. In Thailand, they love the violence. I brought a couple tweets from Somali pirates. I'm from the UK, the birthplace of grime. Riley, Kensington, Strider. When the Caribbean heard grime, they started whining. Pull it up, rewind this. The Russians are all rushing to buy this. I remember the Aborigine is excited. But grime's not dying and doesn't need reviving. All it needs is something hot and spicy. So it's only right after to be united. Since they started signing one or two of their grime behind them. I'm grinding to keep the flame alive. When I'm here to start a fire, I'm a mind frame to grime me. Kids are being the pride for the finest.
They can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell,
they can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah,
they can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us. You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell,
they can't rhyme like us, they can't grind like us, they can't ride grime like us.
You're in the studio 24/7, but your crew could never try shine like us. The music is timeless, we're worldwide. I'm pushing the limit, the world's mine. I spent many years in the game and I'm still at the top of my game. Yeah, hell, mine. Top of my game, yeah, I held mine. Yeah, I held mine.
Heard music from Future Brown. We've got to say shout out to Dirty Danger. Don't forget Danger Season is out now as well. And that must be super fun to work with friends and some of your MC heroes as well.
Yeah, it's a privilege.
And in the background, music by one of your co-collaborators in Future Brown.
Yeah, Daniel Pineda, who goes by, his solo act is N.A., and this is Flute Gas on his Extreme Tremble EP on Fade to Mind.
Shout out to Nguzu Nguzu tonight.
And Jay Kush.
And Jay Kush too. I was lucky enough to have you come and DJ at my club last year. Are you DJing a lot at the moment?
Yeah, I'm going to go on tour, actually DJing Fabric on Friday for Hyperdub 10th anniversary.
Let's say happy birthday, Hyperdub. Whoop, whoop. 10th anniversary, that's going to be huge. Is that in room one?
It's the entire club.
The entire club on Friday night, room one, two, and three at Fabric. Big, 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 big. I'm off to Russia for a couple of days, and I'm definitely going to change my flight and make sure I can get back on Friday night for sure. Shout out to Code 9 and Marcus and the whole gang. Go celebrate 10 years of Hyperdub and check out Fatima's DJ set as well. Where to from here? I know you're on the sort of DJ tour, album tour, promo vibes around Europe. Have you got a lot of gigs lined up?
Yeah, you know, actually Future Brown is playing Villette Sonic and Sonar this year.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to be in Greece and Sheffield and Venice and a bunch of places.
Cool. Well, where can people go to find out your dates? Do you have like a central website or...?
Actually, all my dates are on my official Facebook page.
Perfect. It's been really nice talking to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
The album is out now. Can you tell us the correct pronunciation of your album?
Asiatisch.
Available now on Hyperdub Recordings. Go pick that up. Hope to see you again soon. Have fun in Europe and around the world.
Thank you.
Any shout outs?
Yes. Shout out to Code 9, Nguzu, Jay Kush.
Feed the lies, you know he likes to get blind. Has he got enough money to spend? Leave now, he's here and fro. He doesn't like you when the girls go. Has he got enough money to spend?
I play with these.
Dropped out of college, down, she was down when I rode in Pilots. Play with a in the Jeep, yeah, she was down with the four play driving. Jumped in the car when she hit my digits. No one, then just to pull up at the projects. Easy to me, my fill it with a scene. Youngin' always seen with a killer. Hand stitched by my dealer. Dealing with a scene, you ain't seen what you mean, Margilla. Got the scripts for the cough. In the age, gotta hit Johnny for the frost. Swerved off, it ain't been a minute since I seen a weird from the corner, put it on for the south. On my mama, North. Because go, grab my bottle, go, grab my chronic. Keep your head, head my d- billionaires my d-
straight up.
Time that d- might take, they playing with them.
Playin' with them. Playin' with them.
Shine down, my aura glows.
don't you play me, don't you try me. I need the exact amount, look at my face, face eye to eye me. I'm a boss, make sure you and your homies dress up tied to tie it when you see me. Or I take that white tee and tie-dye dye it. I mean, damn, you forgot where I came from. I'm from where you ain't from, where you can't come, where it ain't none. They ain't none, it's where they hate from. But soon as you blow, they act like they been down since day one. Get tank guns, but never join the army like it ain't one. If I ain't got it, then I'm hunting. I'm either counting or I'm coming. Swear I just then bought that mansion. Treat that like it's a dungeon. Up at 5 a.m. still working, but I treat it like it's one. I'm never acting like I got it. I'm acting like I want it on these.
Swear.
This is Colella, you're listening to Benji B on BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1 Extra.
You're listening to Benji B on Radio 1.
You're all up on me now that you're my enemy. There's nothing here to save, it's all in front of me. When I'm feeling low, you're not the remedy. I'm keeping to myself, I get the best of me. You know we give it up, but love is not enough. They're always acting up, we keep on.
thanks to Fatima Al-Qadiri. My thanks to you for joining us once again. 2 till 4 every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Myself, Benji B, at the controls on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra simultaneously. Don't forget, if you missed any of it, it's available on iPlayer for the duration of the week. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'll see you in 7 days.
The most beautiful girl in Hackney, you know.